You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful, beautiful, magnificent soul. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. It feels like we've been together this whole time, and we have. We just haven't been together in person. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here, for being part of Wisdom of the Ancients. Every single one of you is a beautiful, beautiful, shining light. Every one of you is a point of light on the beautiful grid of creation. And so we're here to celebrate another season. Celebrate the ninth season of Wisdom of the Ancients. We have an incredible lineup of beautiful speakers, magnificent speakers, lined up for all of us to share, to teach, to guide, to help transform. And so today, as we start this particular program, we invoke Divine Mother. We invoke Divine Father. We invoke Mother Earth and Father Sun, the Ancient Ones, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service, all the Ancient Ones. Wisdom of the Ancients is about ancient wisdom, not only ancient wisdom on this earth, ancient practices, but knowledge that was forgotten, knowledge that has been handed down. Knowledge that is time now for us to pick up. Knowledge that is meant to be ours. It also means remembering our own true selves, our own true core, that we are a point of light on the beautiful, beautiful golden grid, on the beautiful grid of infinity that is consciousness. And so we come together as a collective to expand. The season runs from today. It runs through March 19th. So it's going to be a nice, long, long season. And all of us are facets of the diamond. We're an aspect of the creator itself. We're an aspect of the universe. Each and every one of us is beautiful. Each and every one of us is already whole. So we pray and ask that we remember that. We remember that we are whole. We are complete. And so we ask for the remembering to come back. Because deep down in our true core, we are our true selves. We are already the greatest version that we can be. So we ask that the greatest version come to the fore, that the greatest version steps out, and we remember our inherent divinity. My intention for myself and for everyone is that all of us experience the blossoming of our true selves in this lifetime, that we are truly the embodiment of love, compassion, patience, innocence, kindness, humility, awareness in this lifetime. So today, during this intention call, we're going to be doing the intention ceremony where we literally infuse the wisdom orb with everyone's intentions. And those intentions become part of the fabric of this very, very series. And then we're also going to be infusing the wisdom orb, and we're also going to be doing a short process that helps us recognize and feel ourselves as part of the infinity orb. So everyone, if you have a candle with you, light the candle. You don't have to have a candle, of course, but if you have a candle, light the candle. If you have something special with you, like a crystal or a photograph or just a stone or anything like that, have that with you. Surround yourselves with the beautiful beings of light who are here to support us. So beautiful. Let me cover some housekeeping. So, for the shows themselves, we have changed at this time. We've changed the time. The shows are now 2 hours earlier. So, I can hear everyone in the United Kingdom jumping for joy because it's 2 hours earlier, and also in Europe. So, it's 2 p.m. Pacific, or 5 p.m. Eastern, and that translates to 10 p.m. GMT. So the shows are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. If you have attended before, you know that. If you haven't attended before, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Wisdom Tribe. Yeah, so beautiful. This is where we expand. This is where we connect in with all that is love and light and blissful and compassionate. Yeah, so important to come together. And really, that's the theme for this particular season, is weaving the web of light, activating points of light. And who are the points of light? We are. We're the points of light. We're part of the beautiful golden grid. We're part of the infinity grid. And we'll feel that today. You can probably feel it now. I know I can. So thank you, sweet soul, beautiful, sacred, sacred point of light. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your contribution. You up-level yourself and you up-level all of us. You're upgrading simply by being here. That's what happens in the quantum. No matter what you've been through today, this week, this year, last year, your life, simply by being here, you're upgrading and up-leveling. When you are exposed to this degree of consciousness as a collective, we are strong. We grow together. We light up together. We transform together. And we transform at a much more rapid pace when we are together. Together either on the calls live or listening to the replays. We're still together. So the live calls are always that. They're always live. 99% of the time they're live. Unless something happens, but they're live. We have fun and we tune in. And the speakers always either do live readings or Q&A. So if you're new to the show, you might not know that, but that's a hallmark of Wisdom of the Ancients. Is that you're listening to someone live. The encores are not live, but the shows are live. So we also do the Q&As, we do meditations, activations, and you're part of that. So please join us. Join us in person if you can. If not, listen to the replays. You are inherent divinity. You are light. So let us help you in that process. Let's all help each other in that process. Those of you who've been part of the community know that you get emails. This is still some housekeeping before we get started, everyone. So just bear with me. Emails 3 hours before. So, of course, you have the speaker schedule page that every single one of you should have. It's in your email box. And we're going to have somewhere between 28 and 32 speakers this time. So we're doing a long show, a long season. And you'll see the speakers. There's an add to calendar button. When you click that button, you can add it to your calendar. You'll get notified 15 minutes in advance. But the email goes out 3 hours in advance, and you'll get that email. So at that point, everyone is already gathering, right? We're all gathering. Energetically, we're gathering. And then, of course, the replays. All the shows have replays. Many of you email us and ask, are they going to be replays? Yes, yes, yes. There's always replays. And we never take the replays down. We don't do that. I feel, personally, that the replays need to stay up. They need to be available to you. And if you'd like to buy the season, you can. The only difference is that if you buy the season, then you get to download the shows. So that's an energy exchange for being able to download the shows. Otherwise, you can listen to them and stream them free of charge. 100% free of charge. And I pray that the divine touches you in some way when you listen to these shows. I know that we're guided to attend the shows that we're meant to attend and listen to the shows that we're meant to listen to. So when you feel the guidance, tune into your own higher self and show up. So we are going to be doing a short process today, and then we're going to be doing the intention ceremony. So for the intention ceremony, you have to be on the looking at the show page or the interview page, and then you'll see a question box, put your intention in that box. So usually that's where you put your question for the speaker. But because we're doing the intention ceremony, put your intention in there. And then what will happen is that I'll be able to see those intentions, and then we'll read them live on the show. Live on the show. So it doesn't matter if that intention is for you personally. It doesn't matter. Because when you don't ever, 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 ever feel selfish. Not saying you do, but don't. Don't ever feel selfish if you put an intention for yourself. Because when you up-level, we up-level. Right? That's how it works. So it's totally fine if you put intentions for yourself. If you want to put intentions for the show, do that. If it's for your mother, father, brother, sister, loved ones, that's fine. It's for the animals, for the plants, that's fine. For our beautiful, beautiful Mother Earth who so needs it right now because we are so agitating her, that's also fine. For the brush fires in Australia, that's fine. Whatever is coming through is meant to come through. Please share that. And we'll include that. And then what we'll do is we'll actually weave all of those intentions into the wisdom orb and infuse the wisdom orb with everyone's collective intentions. And then we'll offer that up to the universe. And that way we also keep ourselves in the highest degree of authenticity, in the highest degree of integrity, which is so important. So, so, so important. Truth, my friends, my brothers and sisters, truth. So, that's about it. I wanted to share with you, before we get started, and I'll do this twice today, I'm going to share the names of the speakers. Beautiful, beautiful souls who have said yes to their divine assignment. Put in the work. Worked for years listening to the divine, listening to their guides, listening to their own essence, and then offering up their beautiful gifts to you and me so that we may benefit, so that we may grow and transcend and accelerate our own ascension, that we may expand and really grow into a beautiful, beautiful beacon of light. And make a difference in our lives, in the lives of our families, our friends, and of course those we've never met before. Doesn't have to be in person, but again, by making a difference and raising your vibration, you're making a difference globally. And the universe will take your vibration and that aspect of you that is operating at a higher frequency, aligning with greater frequencies, and they will... The universe will use that and make a difference in other people's lives throughout the world. People you will never, maybe never meet, maybe in a different lifetime, who knows? There's a family in another part of the world who is going to live a more peaceful existence tonight because you are here. One less word uttered in anger. One less hand raised in anger because you are here, my friend. Yeah, this is what it means to be a tribe, a soul family. This is what it means to make a difference, even if we feel we're not. We are. We are. So let me read the names of everyone who is going to be on the show this season. And so when we breathe the names, when we put words to the names, we're also, you know, holding everyone to the highest degree of authenticity, integrity, and accountability, and also gratitude. So we start tomorrow with Christopher Macklin. Christopher Macklin's been on the show before. Welcome, Christopher. And then the next day, Peter Tung is going to be with us. Welcome, Peter. Alicia Power, many of you know Alicia. She's been on so many times as well. Alicia and her creative beings, welcome. Shelley Essler coming back to the show. Welcome, Shelley. Virginia Rounds Griffiths, so good to have you on the show. Dr. Jean Logan, welcome back. Brett Bevel, to you, my friend, welcome back as well. Kelly Hampton, it's so wonderful to have you back on the show. Thank you. Elizabeth Wood is going to be with us as well. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Welcome. Charanj Sudhar is going to be with us as well. Again, welcome back. Nora Walks in Spirit. We're going to have a beautiful show with her. Welcome back, Nora. Dr. Monique Hunt, welcome back. Raquel Spencer, welcome back. Christine Day as well, beautiful soul, welcome back. Sandra Walter, first time on the show. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. It's going to be beautiful having you on the show. Karen LaGrange, also never before been on Wisdom of the Ancients. Welcome, Karen. It's going to be so wonderful to have you on the show. Crystal Hughes, of course, so many of you know Crystal, my personal, my beloved. Crystal, it's going to be beautiful to have you back on the show. Welcome, welcome. Diana Cooper, so beautiful to have you back on the show. Thank you, thank you. Deepal Shah, also welcome back to the show. Sally Pullinger, welcome back to the show. Lee Daniel, first time on Wisdom of the Ancients. Welcome. Amy Flynn, it's been a while since you've been on the show, Amy, but here you are again. So great to have you back. Welcome, Amy. Jimmy Mack, never been on the show before, so welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients, Jimmy. Dr. Allison Kay, of course, has been on the show before. Welcome. Welcome, Allison. Jean Ang, bringing the Arcturians and Arcturian energy. Welcome, Jean. It's going to be wonderful to have you back on the show. And then, of course, Tamara Oviatt is going to be joining us as well. Welcome back to the show. And Sun Ra. Been a little while, Sun Ra, with the Lemurian Priestess Circle. Welcome back to the show. So as we speak words, let the vibration just resonate throughout the wisdom orb and let us all welcome all of those speakers. So there might be some speakers who I have uttered their names and you felt something in your heart or something in your being. So make sure you mark your calendar, add the event to your calendar, and you'll automatically get the pop-up. All right. Well, so beautiful. All right, everyone. Let's get into the time now where we go through a lovely, lovely process. So we're going to connect in with universal consciousness and connect in to the infinity grid. And again, because this season is about activating the points of light and activating the web, the grid of light, the golden grid of grace, as it's also called. You may call it anything you like. Basically, it's the collective consciousness. And it's just a way for us to really identify with being part of that collective consciousness that we always are. So I ask now that all the ascended masters, all the beautiful ancient ones, all the divine beloved beings of love, light, power, and service who spoken or unspoken are here, who have gathered together to help everyone on this call and beyond in the Wisdom Tribe to transform today and to grow and to really anchor in the transformation. I ask that you all support us. And thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here, all these spoken and unspoken ascended masters. Thank you for lending your energy and your guidance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're always, always connected. We're never alone. Let's bring our energy back to ourselves. Let's call it back to ourselves. Wherever the energy might be, it might be from appointments, people, places, today. Anything you've done today or have yet to do today, projects, to-do lists. Bring all that energy right now, into your being, channel it down through your crown chakra. We want it to be in front of your spine, down below your eyebrows. Channel it down as if in a tube, down into your body. Feel it down in the spinal area of your body and let it run down into your legs. Sometimes it helps to visualize that energy. So visualize that energy coming down into your body. Sometimes it helps to visualize that energy being like a star, just millions and millions of stars, almost like the Tinkerbell when she flashes her wand and everything lights up. Just bring that energy back to your body. This is where you're meant to be right now. And this is where you are. Feel the weight of your own presence in your own being. Imagine now your aura as if it was a sphere around your body, approximately 3 feet around your body. Imagine that aura. that aura, this bubble that you have, this energetic bubble that you have around your body is the only place where your awareness needs to be right now. So we ask that any beings, any guides who are there with you, here with us, help us feel the energy within our aura right now. Help us feel that bubble that is our own personal space of energy. And help all that energy stay within that space. Feeling now our hearts, our expansive heart. Feel your own beautiful, 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 beautiful heart. Your own loving heart. Feel the expansion in your heart. You may even feel warmth. Step now into your heart. Focus on your heart space. Feel yourself in your heart, and in your heart, meet Divine Mother, meet Divine Father. Synchronize your heartbeat with the heartbeat of the universe, for we are truly one. Feel that, anchor it in. Come to recognize and know what that feels like. Something's happening right now. You might be feeling joy. Yeah, because you I know you're feeling love. I can feel it. I can feel the love of the collective right now. I can feel the upleveling right now. I can feel that love in my own heart. And because we are one, I know you can feel it too. Now it's easy for us to visualize. So visualize now that there is a point of light out in front of you, in front of your heart chakra. And watch now as that point of light extends into your heart chakra, through your back heart chakra, and it becomes a golden beam of light that extends from infinity out front, and infinity out beyond. You can't see the end of it if you tried. Visualize now out to the right-hand side of you, there's a point of light. Also, again, at the level of your heart chakra, and it comes into the right-hand side of your body, through your ribs, into your heart, crosses at the heart convergence point, and out through the left. And it's a beam of light. Extends all the way to the right, out to infinity, all the way to the left, out to infinity. You couldn't see the end of it if you tried. Visualize now up above your soul star chakra, up above your head, another point of light, and down it comes through your crown chakra. It penetrates through your crown chakra, through your heart convergence point, out through your earth star chakra, all the way through your body, as if you've been skewered by light. It's a beautiful beam of light, and it extends all the way up and all the way down. And you can't see the end if you tried. We're all now connected to the golden grid. Now I want everyone to imagine. Let's imagine now that down below our feet, you might be sitting. That's okay. You might be lying down. It's okay. Down a few feet below our feet is our Earth Star Chakra. Imagine that chakra as a beautiful golden ball of light. Imagine now our Root Chakra as a beautiful golden ball of light. And we go in up now. Imagine now our sacral chakra as a beautiful golden ball of light. And as you can imagine, these chakras are aligning with that beam of light that penetrated down through our crown chakra, the vertical, all the way down. So these chakras are lining up and they're attached on that point. Imagine now your solar plexus chakra, beautiful, beautiful golden ball of light, incandescent, bright, effervescent, effulgent. All these chakras are lit up and they're staying lit. Your heart chakra, imagine your heart chakra, a beautiful, beautiful golden ball of light. Imagine now your throat chakra. Expression, the beautiful, beautiful ball of light, golden, golden light sitting in your throat. Beauty, beauty. Imagine now your third eye chakra, a beautiful golden ball of light, just glowing, glowing. Imagine now your crown chakra, beautiful golden ball of light, effervescence. All of these chakras are in alignment and they are glowing. Imagine now above your head your soul star chakra. Glowing, glowing, glowing. And this one is like pulsating, pulsating, pulsating. And we're all totally connected. Now imagine all of us on this beautiful, beautiful grid. Every single person listening right now is on this grid. Now imagine all of us have taken the shape of an infinity symbol that is nothing but stars. And imagine that infinity symbol is in front of you, and you can touch it if you like. And the size of it, actually, you've shrunk it down to about arm's width. And so if you put your arm out and make the infinity symbol sign, you can literally play in the stars that are in front of you. That's all of us. That's every single one of us here today or listening in. Now bring that infinity symbol into your body so it's actually literally in your body, so it's sitting in your chest with the convergence of the infinity, you know, where the figure of eight on its side, the infinity meets, that is literally at your heart convergence point. Now, energetically and with your imagination, just watch as that beautiful, vibrant energy of everyone here is just flowing, flowing in that infinity symbol through your body. Can feel everyone. We're all looking at each other. I see myself in your eyes. Look at someone. Imagine you're looking at someone. Anyone. Whoever comes to mind, look them in the eye and see yourself, stranger, friend, an ex, someone who wronged you, someone who you adore. It doesn't matter. Look them in the eye and see yourself. And say, I see me in you. I see me in you. I am you. We are one. Namaste, beautiful tribe. Namaste. Thank you so much for being part of this. If you haven't yet and you would still like to, please feel free to share your intention in the Q&A box on the show page. And we will read them loud and live on the call today, very, very soon. And we will weave them into the wisdom orb. Oh, man. Oh, thank you, sweet souls. Do you feel us? Do you feel us? Do you feel us? I feel you. Thank you. Thank you for who you are. So let's light a fire. Let's light a fire of transformation and purification. So just visualize a fire burning in front of you. We're lighting the fire, burning the flames. Burning the flames. The flames are burning bright. And again, we give such gratitude to Divine Mother, Divine Father, oh, Mother Earth, our beautiful, beautiful Mother Earth who sustains us. We ask that Mother Earth continue to open our hearts, that we may love and honor her. We may ease the agitation. We thank Father Son for his beautiful warmth and for sustaining life and literally for creating life. Thank you, Father Son, for everything you do. Thank you, Ascended Masters and Archangels, Ancient Ones, Animal Guides, Spirit Guides, beautiful beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you for being here. Let's get into the space now of just honoring the intentions and also really getting to the space of practicing holding space and emanating love for everyone who is putting forth their intentions. I'm first going to add the intentions to the beautiful fire of transformation and purification, and then after that we're going to infuse the wisdom orb, and I'll tell you about the wisdom orb. So the wisdom orb, everyone, whenever we start a series, then I call forth the wisdom orb, which is a living, breathing entity, and many of you have felt the wisdom orb because we're it. Not just we're, but there's more to it than us, but we're it. And that wisdom orb holds every single one of us in beautiful, loving, compassionate arms. And that wisdom orb is it's our space for love and transformation and integrity and authenticity. And so this orb is really the fabric of who we are and what we do here at Wisdom of the Ancients. And so we're going to offer up our intentions, which is a beautiful, beautiful process. So get into the space of supporting and loving. And so we also ask that the intentions and the vibrations that are behind the words are also entered into the orb, not just the words themselves. Oana, love myself, love unconditionally, be love. Michelle from Elmont, New York, I intend to be financially abundant and buy a house in cash this year. It is also my wish that 2020 brings everyone good health, financial abundance, love and happiness. May everyone's dreams come true. Pamela from Ocean Isle, my intention is to be the very best version of myself in all places where I exist and to embrace my authentic gifts that I came to share with the world. Rehana from Toronto. Hello, dear ones. My intention is opening my heart to hold truth of my soul and creating my ultimate abundant life. Marga from Taipei. My intention is to be fully here on earth in this body with perfect health. My intention is to be I am the miracle in every situation, to experience ease, joy, and grace in every moment, to really feel all is well. So it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Laura from Tallahassee, financial freedom now. Elena from India, I intend to shine my brightest soul light as a crystal child and share and spread the light around the world, fulfilling my divine soul mission and soul purpose on this earth as a full-time professional energy healer and reader from this year 2020. And so it is. Caroline from Oshawa, may all hearts of all beings be healed with ease and grace for the highest good. Blessings for a life of contentment and beyond. May we love what is and have the courage to release what we don't. May the new now fulfill your heart, your mind, your soul. May we feel the love of Mother Nature's heart below, Father's heart above, through the moon, the stars, and beyond. May our heart know we are love, loved, and love. Valerie from Surrey, I gained clarity on what I'm here to be and do. I accept the loss of my husband with ease and grace and view this as something which has had to be experienced at this time for growth. I thrive in spite of my grief. I connect with those I am aligned with. Melinda from Victoria, BC in Canada, in 6 months to release all that is not the source's highest intention for me, that my true gifts are flowing freely and unquestionable. Guidance every day flows through me. Thank you for my new crown chakra activating my pineal and pituitary gland and hypothalamus. Thank you for unlocking my sacral creative energy. Oshun from Saint Laurent de Lemonnier. My intention is to know, trust, and manifest zero financial responsibility to me or my son-in-law for the accident caused by the driver who hit my rental car in 2019. Anna from London, today in my therapy work, I was given magenta and green energy rays for the heart center, so I add those beautiful vibrations to the Wisdom Summit. Thank you, thank you. Mark from Craiglingen, we should bring down the use of soil and water polluting pesticides. Thank you, Mark, thank you. Olivia from Huntington Beach, my intention for myself is to continue to grow on love for the family, the world, and to see the beautiful life we have. Aya Oshun from France, my intention is to generate all my spirit protectors and guardians that join me to generate harmonious, active global community relationships for my work to go out into the world. Sherry from BC, yes, yes, yes. Gather with the soul family and let's all add our intentions for the series, for ourselves, for others, for the universe. Let's weave vibrations of magic, peace, love, joy, harmony, awakening, ascension, bliss, awareness, sparkles, rainbows, unicorns, dragons, galactic kindred spirits, and all things of higher frequencies into the very fabric of the shows with vibrant health, prosperity, and waves of gratitude. Liz from the United Kingdom, my intention is to be more of my truth in every way, to be more loving in thoughts and actions and in every possible way to myself and others. Françoise from Belgium, Brussels, may all hearts be open to the new earth's codes, walking on our beloved Gaia Sophia, full of joy, gratitude, harmony, peace, and divine love. Loretta from Cochrane, Alberta, let miracles, magic, love, prosperity, well-being, bliss be part of all our lives for 2020. Maria from Portugal, thank you, dear community, for being here. And I wish to all of us many blessings during this series. Wish that the divine love embraces all and allow us to feel the warming hug of God. Elizabeth from Big Pine, California. All participants of the summit will receive the highest 2020 download codes they can assimilate for their highest good and ascension. All participants of the summit will receive a deep healing in their heart chakras that clears away pain from past lives so they can live free now. May all summit participants receive an angel guide who guides them to freedom and peace for the rest of their lives and beyond. I ask a rainbow light from the unicorns to surround the summit and protect all participants and speakers and bring deep healing to all involved. Elmer from Noda Chiba Chen in Japan. Peace of mind and healing vibes to China and to those who are affected of the coronavirus. May all beings in the world be at calm, peace, love, and joy despite all the chaos. Sending love, light, and healing to all those in need. Nora from Chicago. My intention is to really know my emotional and financial freedom now. Heather from Lacombe. I am asking the universe to align me with the people, places, and resources to manifest my divine soul's purpose, divine relationships, and divine abundance on all levels. Luminita from St. Peter Poor. When it is my turn to become a healer. Jeannie from Sisters. Gratefully joyful, this is so available for all. Thank you, everyone, for sharing your beautiful gifts in loving service, Jeannie. Tina from Lancaster. I am grateful for all because I'm now ready to let the past pain and suffering go and become Tina for the first time and to let my light shine bright and to love myself unconditionally without judgment and condemnation. No more repeating all the pain and suffering to finally find love, joy, happiness, and peace. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Alexander from the Czech Republic. How about setting specific intentions on a regular basis to be carried out in your homes at a specific time? Unified intentions produce results. Thank you, Alexander. Sandra from Portugal. My intention is that I may step this year into my greatness and realize my full potential, living a purposeful life, helping others, and living a prosperous, joyful, healthy, and wealthy life. I intend the same for all, that we may all flow with ease and grace in this abundant universe for the highest good of all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Deb from Boston, opening up wealth and prosperity with ease and grace in my life and for those I do business with, and healing with the power of love to those in need. Ronald from Freren in Germany. Dear Wota tribe, I wish everybody to finally be complete and be free of any fear and slavery programs. Rebirth their authentic divine self and joyfully use their gifts and talents in service to all that is. Much love to all. Thank you, Ronald. Candace from Portland. Hello, my brother passed away yesterday, along with Kobe Bryant and his daughter. And my intention today is to allow this grieving process to happen with love and light and with the knowing that this is the most healing and the most beautiful way to do it. Vivian Grady from Ionia, Michigan. The intention of freedom, freedom of thought, freedom of soul, freedom from bodily harm for all. Thank you. Claudeth from New Westminster, BC, Canada. To be my truth, to live more consciously in every now moment and be less affected by the duality of life. Hannah from Frederica in Denmark. My intentions are to continue to work on myself, to be able to raise my vibrations, to be able to hold more light, more love and peace in me and radiate this love, light and peace to everything around me. Hannah, you already are. Carolyn from Edmonton, pure loving energy to all life forms. We are light, glowing light, radiant light. Thank you, thank you. Christoph from Polaniec, let go my fears and expectations. Wake up my soul, connect with source. Reynold from Linden, I am struggling between acceptance of a job in an industry I'm not licensed in, which will make a good deal of money, between following the guidance I know I have been given to write short stories of my life as a child while my Southern Baptist missionary parents were held in the Philippines. I need help, please. Thank you, Reynold, for sharing. Fiona from London, it is my intention to restore my health to its fullest and regain my vitality to enable me to enjoy life. Rita, also from London, to love and embrace Mother Earth. Thank you, thank you. Loretta from Cochrane, Alberta, may magic, alchemy, prosperity, love, bliss, miracles go out to all of us for 2020. Nicole, also from Alberta, my intention is learning how to receive. Yeah, that's a big one. Thank you, Nicole. Robin from Nashville. I set my intention for this day and every day to expect and receive something wonderful and exciting to manifest in my physical world for my highest good and the highest good of all. Elena from Coquille. With the power of God that I am, I set my intention to allow myself to receive all the gifts and abundance the universe is giving me and be an infinite receiver, to become the source for my family, friends, and people around me in need, to step into my power and become a powerful healer who is healing and uplifting everybody around them just by being present, just with their voice and with the love they emanate. Michelle from Newton Aycliffe, my intention is for peace, unity, divine love, and equality for all. I invoke Saint Germain's violet flame to transmute and transfigure all that no longer serves the highest and greatest good of humanity and our beautiful Mother Gaia. Tia from Canada, that we find our way back to joy. Rodney from Portland, enjoy the expansion of awareness to our divine essence manifest in the here and now in unconditional love. Dawn from Concord, North Carolina. Healing of my brother-in-law, financial freedom for me and my soulmate life partner to come into my life. Shari Faye from Boynton Beach. I am so grateful to be here with you today. It is my intention to heal my physical health issues this year, while staying connected to my soul journey and then being able to serve on a greater level, sending light, love, and gratitude to everyone here. Sandra from Guadalajara, that we all have a harmonious and loving path towards our soul growth. Thank you, Sandra. Karen from Cumming, Georgia, my intention is to release all my fears and self-doubt and be successful in my career and achieve financial abundance so I may help others. Clive from London, my intention is to fully awaken in 2020. Dawn from Concord, for healing the earth, for helping Australia and all the animals and people affected by them. Yes. James from Palm Bay, my intention is to be healthy and financially free. Linda from Regina, for every sacred soul to open to the divine within and expand their mystical gifts as we move forward together in peace and joy. Temperance from Salem, Massachusetts. My intention is to live happily ever after in a peaceful world. Beautiful. Elmer from Noda, sending love and healing to those affected by the coronavirus. Bronte from Bendigo, Australia. I intend for me and the abundant circle of retreat participants to open our hearts and expand our consciousness so we can understand our energetic power and be the light pillars for humanity and our Mother Earth. Michelle from Newton Aycliffe, I intend to create a new home where I feel safe, secure, and peaceful, and I intend this for all humanity, for Gaia, and for all. Blissing out. I'm so inspired by your water show. Okay. Oh, thank you, Blissing Out. No name. You've literally saved my life with your beautiful community. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And all that have shared and all who have shared as experts. I was so depressed before and now I'm inspired to live my life. Bless, bless, bless. My intention is for all that are feeling low to be lifted to new heights and to love themselves and their lives. Thank you. Suzanne from Keene, that all might be enlightened and know that the only answer is love. My intention is that all who hear these speakers will be raised to a higher vibration, love and light to all. Thank you. Alice from Osnabrück. Peace in the hearts of everyone. Peace for every soul and every being. May every being receive God's blessings and awake to his true self, love. Maria from London. Thank you so much. Claire from Mulhouse, France. My intentions are to heal myself, to help people to have deep connection with nature, to write poems inspired by nature, and to write books. I am so very grateful for all. Alicia from Durham, North Carolina. My intention is to bring the love and light into the here and now. You are the love and the light, Alicia. You are. Maria Anna from Canada. My intentions that souls realize they are one, tolerance with myself and among people, gratitude to the plants and the animals of Australia for giving their lives in the fire, peace in our hearts and in the world. Ingrid from Klagenfurt, Austria. I am grateful to the Kabbalah angels, number 1, number 4, 8, 14, 21, 26, 28, and 70, for granting their support in the healing of my family, that they may have an ascension with ease and grace. Please also align us to Mother Earth, that she also may have an ascension with ease and grace. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless the Wisdom Tribe. Linda from Malden, I wish to become as much of the light as possible in order to contribute to the healing of Mother Earth and all beings who live upon, within, above, and around her. Kathy from San Jose, my intention is for more people to raise their consciousness and be more kind and compassionate to others and our beautiful Earth. Chris from Brooklyn, my intention is to stay mindful of contributing positive energy into the field. Claire from France, my intention is to offer a healing for myself to help people have a deep connection to nature and also to write new poems and books. Sadia from Toronto, just joined. Greetings, everyone. Thank you, thank you. Brenda from Surrey, my intention is for peace, health, healing, and divine connection for me, for all people, animals, and the planet. Shannon, my intention is to help myself and love myself fully in order to help others fully and entirely. Simone from Adelaide, open my heart, step into the now, and heal my emotional, spiritual, physical, spiritual bodies. Bring back all of me and my gifts and talents. Walk this world as a light worker I am, as the light worker I am, and fulfill my purpose. Jen B. from Junction City, I intend to surrender to all that is and live life in the now, harmony, growth, and love. Nikki from Llano, peace, love, awakening for all beings. Renelle from Linden, sounds like a repeat. I thought it was supposed to be live January 22nd. It is live, Renelle. I'm live. I'm pinching myself. I'm a live person. We're live, my friend. We're live. This is not a repeat. This is live. Sadia, Toronto. My intention is the eradication of the virus coming out of China, affecting people all over the world, and for humanity to not go into fear and be helped by the divine source and ascended master and archangels. Yes, yes, yes. Darko from Zagreb in Croatia. Peace, love, and joy, and well-being for all. Okay. There's more. So let me just, I lost my place because so many of you wrote in afterwards. Okay. All right. I had to refresh my page. Beautiful, beautiful. Fiona from Sydney, to share my gifts while feeling fully supported. Michelle from Atlantic Highlands. Did I miss this? My intention is for healing from Lyme disease. No, Michelle, you didn't miss this. You're here. Your intention is in the wisdom orb. Eileen from Albany, New York. Help me to quit smoking and bring back vibrant health. Francois from Brussels. My intention is to give birth to my mission on earth, taking the leap of faith in this now and meet the people to co-create love and healing for my family. Infinite gratitude, Wota, that's Wisdom of the Ancients and all beautiful souls. Thank you, thank you. Sharon from Mount Shasta, California. I'm open to receive all the gifts and blessings of the ceremony program and be a strong, loving, clear, conscious instrument for all my relations in the highest possible way. Jacinta, hopefully I pronounced that correctly, from Melbourne. I step up fully and show up as a divine channel for humanity in service. I express my divine gifts and open my channels of creativity with ease and grace. I am worthy to receive miracles. Yes, you are. Infinite possibilities and love, infinite love and gratitude and light. Renelle from Linden, I am looking for truth and only truth. I have had enough of deceit. Oh, please let me know if this is truly live. Yes, it is, Renelle. It is live. Something's in there that needs to be integrated. There's a persona that needs to be integrated. And so look at the schedule. There is a speaker who is going to be speaking to you personally, Renelle, and you will know when they speak to you. Your heart will know, your higher self will tap you on the shoulder and say, show up for the show. So Ronell, whatever doubt is there, let's set the intention that that doubt is removed. Eileen, Adelaide, South Australia. Intention, a year filled with easy joy, love, and harmony. Blessings to all in this group. Thank you, Eileen. Saskia from Amsterdam. My intention is more love and light and freedom for myself and everybody, to be independent. Adina, from Farnham. I would like to be guided to find the right job for me according to my personal mission. Neves from London. My intention is to shine unconditional love wherever I go and for whoever I meet. Jacinta again from Melbourne. I fully step up and show up as a divine channel in service. I think there was a duplicate, but that's important to read twice if it's written twice. Jenny from Utah. It is my intention to step fully into my true, full, complete self, my highest beingness, to co-create heaven on earth, to step fully into my joyous, prosperous path, doing that which I love the most, to continue raising vibrations and consciousness, to assist all beings for the highest good of all concerned, to take full advantage of this opportunity to step into alignment with my individual divine plan. And so it is. Anne from Benson, to be healed and heal all those around me, to realize my gifts. Elizabeth from The Hague, how can I connect deeper with my inner core? You will know, Elizabeth. Stay in the listening. In fact, you already know. You just have to be reminded, sweet soul. Joanna from Leeds, to be lighter, brighter, and emit it. Yes. Pia from Skantranas, peace on earth, love and forgiveness. Gislaine from Germany, may healing, peace, harmony, and joy prevail on earth. May all sentient beings in all the worlds be happy and free, all united in divine love. Blessings. Terry from Calgary in Canada, it is my intention to revel in the possibilities and miracles in this year. Rosemary from Venice, blessings of peace, love, and joy to all now and forever. My intention is to allow my light and love to shine upon the earth, to heal Mother Earth and all who live on this beautiful planet. Amen. Amen. Susan from Ireland, I'm asking for help and guidance to make any changes needed to reach my highest divine potential. Susan from Ireland. Okay. May I be guided to my highest divine potential and the same intention for all tuned in tonight. Sandra, I intend that my husband may get a job soon, that I may also get more work. Thank you. Karen from Long Island, New York, more kindness, individually and collectively. Anonymous, health for Gaia, myself and all, that we may live in love and peace or keep working towards that. Kathy from Mississauga in Canada, to live in joy, peace, harmony, and abundance. May all beings, including Mother Earth, be blessed. Alex from Martha, awakening for the sake of humanity and Mother Earth. Deirdre from Ireland, my intention is for peace and love on Earth. Mary Johnson from Edmonton, my intention is for all of us to live and serve in our gifts and to live in peace, love, and joy. Donna from Chicago, I'm open to receiving all the abundance the universe has to offer me. Happy, joy to all. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, everyone. Thank you. So beautiful to have all these amazing, heartfelt intentions. Thank you for the courage many of you have taken or shown to put those intentions in. Thank you for the love you have shown. Thank you for the care you have shown to put those intentions in. So now, everyone, what I'd like everyone to do is to imagine now that there is in your hand an orb of light. a beautiful indigo and white and gold colored orb of light. And you have both of your hands held out in front of you as if you are receiving this orb. And this orb makes itself available to you and shows up in your hands. There's nothing you have to do except hold your hands out. And even if you're not holding your hands out, energetically, the orb is positioning itself in your hands. This is the wisdom orb. This is the wisdom orb. Now, all those beautiful, beautiful, beautiful intentions that everyone has placed into the fire is now going to be, they're all going to be transferred to the orb. One more came through, Mary Johnson, Edmonton, for all of us to step into knowing and share our divine gifts and to live in peace and joy. All of those beautiful intentions that have been transformed and purified by the fire of intention and transformation and purification now enter that orb. All of them are now enclosed into that beautiful orb, and you're holding that orb. And that orb is glowing. It's not hot to the touch. It's glowing. And all of a sudden, you see this orb is expanding, and this orb expands to include you. So this orb almost literally becomes like your aura. You are literally in the middle of the orb. And wherever you're sitting or standing or bicycling or driving, wherever you are right now, this orb includes you and your space. If you're sitting at home, it includes the chair. It includes the room that you're sitting on in. Now it includes your home. And this orb is growing. And now it includes the town that you live in or wherever you are right now. It includes that entire space, that entire region. And then it grows even more beyond that, your county, your province. And then it grows and grows and grows. It includes the country that you live in. And it grows even more, and it's still glowing, it's still expanding, and includes the entire Mother Earth, Sophia, Gaia. Our beautiful, beautiful Mother Earth is now included in the wisdom orb. And so it continues to grow. And you watch as the orb encompasses all the planets in our solar system, and it continues to grow. It grows and grows. It includes the sun. And then it grows beyond our degree of understanding of what's out there. It includes Sirius, the Pleiades, includes the Arctura, Andromeda, all the solar systems and planets where maybe we originated from, maybe our soul's family originated from, maybe we visit there on our astral travels, all those areas that we don't know of, it's including, all those areas that we know of, it's including, and it's growing and growing out into the universe, then beyond, into the multiverse, and out to infinity. And every intention that was written, that was spoken, that was felt, that was thought of, is included. There is no such thing as, oh, I wish I had placed my intention in, because we have gathered all the unspoken intentions. At any time that an intention is intended and thought of, it is included. Past, present, and future. Time has collapsed, and that intention is included. And those that came a little later, Cassandra from Atlanta, wholeness and balanced vibrations to all living beings, all living things. That's included too. It's all included. And included in that orb are all the speakers who are going to be showing up with love, with light, in sanctity, in honor of the sacred container that is Wisdom of the Ancients, the container that you have created for growth, transformation, expansion, enlightenment, healing. My beautiful brothers and sisters, truth is healing. Spiritual knowledge is healing. Expansion is healing. So we ask now that all of our intentions are blessed. They're all amplified, magnified. And when an intention is spoken and added with integrity, with love, with honesty, with authenticity, we ask that these intentions become our reality. May we all be an offering. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings in all realms be happy. Imagine now flowers, white flowers of peace, descending from above the heavens, the universe, descending upon all of our heads, the heads of the animals, into the rivers, into the mountains, into the forests, into the deserts, on the fires. Flowers of love, flowers of peace. Watch now as those flowers of peace descend upon the earth. And if you feel guided to, watch now as those flowers of peace descend upon any realm, in any dimension that can benefit from flowers of peace. For those flowers of peace are gifts from the divine to heal. Thank you, beautiful, magnificent, sacred souls, every single one of you, for being part of the ceremony today, for showing up, for just being part of the wisdom community. Every time you come into contact with an email or Facebook or you listen to the speakers, you up-level. And your up-leveling up-levels all of us. This is how we truly accelerate, when we do it together. When we come together as a tribe, this is how we truly accelerate. This is how we truly light that grid. So beautiful souls, thank you, thank you. Tomorrow we start at 5 Eastern with our new season. I'm so looking forward to spending this time with you. I'm in such gratitude. I bow down to every single one of you for being here. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for creating this place. Thank you for bringing this platform into existence. Thank you for building it. Architect of light. Yeah. You are enough. We're all enough. We're all enough. Remember and be kind. Be compassionate. We give thanks to Divine Mother, Divine Father. Give thanks to Mother Earth and Father Sun. All the Ascended Masters, all the spirits and guides who have shown up today for us, spoken, unspoken, known or unknown. The dragons and the unicorns, our personal dragons. We give thanks to the Ancient Ones, all the divine, beloved beings of love, light, power and service. Namaste, everyone. Much love to you all. See you soon. Bye now.